Over a century ago, a German Lutheran biblical professor by the name of Rudolf Bultmann said that if the bones of Jesus were discovered tomorrow in a tomb outside the city walls of Jerusalem, the most important parts of Christianity would remain exactly the same. On the contrary, in the 2017 movie, The Case for Christ, Lee Strobel, an atheistic journalist from the Chicago Tribune, sets out to disprove his wife's Christian faith. In particular, he is determined to find evidence that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was fake. Early on in his investigation, Lee is told in the movie, "If the resurrection of Jesus didn't happen, Christianity is a house of cards." In other words, if the bones of Jesus were discovered today in a tomb outside of Jerusalem, Christianity would totally collapse. What does the Bible say? Almost 2,000 years ago, some of the early Christians living in Corinth were objecting to St. Paul's preaching about our Lord's resurrection from the dead. Here is St. Paul's answer to these objections. You can find it in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 14 to 19. St. Paul says, "If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then number one, our preaching is in vain. It is useless. Number two, your faith is in vain. It is worthless. Number three, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we are false witnesses of God because we testified against God that he raised Christ whom he did not raise." In other words, St. Paul says, we commit perjury. We've been lying under oath that Jesus rose from the dead. Number four, if Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins. In other words, if the bones of Jesus are found in a tomb outside of Jerusalem tomorrow, your sins have not been forgiven. Number five, if Christ has not been raised, then those who have died in Christ have perished. In other words, if the resurrection of Jesus is a myth, there is absolutely no hope of eternal life, and death is the end of our existence. And number six, if Christ has not been raised, and all we hope for can only be found in this life, then we are the most pitiful of men. So is St. Paul's response to Rudolf Bultmann. We cannot be saved by a dead savior. How can I be saved from the Titanic by someone who is already floating in the water? How can I be saved from a burning building if my rescue squad has already been consumed by the flames? A dead body cannot destroy death for you. A dead body cannot conquer sin for you. A dead body cannot reconcile you to God. A dead body cannot open the door to heaven for you. A dead body cannot send the Holy Spirit into your soul and give you the supernatural gifts of faith, hope, and charity. If Christ has not been raised, then Christianity collapses like a house of cards. But as it is, St. Paul says, in his letter to the Corinthians, verse 20, but as it is, the truth of the matter is, St. Paul says, Christ has been raised from the dead. We are never going to find the bones of Jesus in a tomb outside of Jerusalem because Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. For St. Paul, to deny our Lord's resurrection is to deny the essence of the gospel, the core teaching of Christianity. If Christ has not been raised, then Christianity collapses like a house of cards. But as it is, St. Paul says, Christ has been raised from the dead. And because Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, our preaching is not in vain. It is not useless. Our faith is not in vain. Our sins are forgiven. And our brothers and sisters who have died are really and truly alive. As it is, Christ has been raised from the dead. And for those who believe it, Christ promises to give us life in his name. Christ has been raised from the dead. It is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend, make-believe, or some cleverly concocted myth. It is not a dream, a mirage, an optical illusion, a hallucination, or some figment of your imagination. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.